My name is John Erling, and today's date is December 9th, 2021. So, John, would you state your full name, please?
John Rolfe Stewart.
And your date of birth?
August 8th, 1948.
Making your present age?
73.
And where are we recording this interview?
At my office at First Stewart Corporation.
And where were you born?
Oslo, Norway.
I just have to interject here. My grandfather and grandmother came from Norway, both paternal and maternal.
Oh, wow.
Grandfather came from Norway in 1890. He was 43 years old. So how did you come from Norway?
I was adopted as an infant, and my sister and I, matter of fact, we were both adopted as infants.
All right, and we want to get into more of that.
Okay.
And you were born in Oslo, Norway.
Correct.
And yes, happened sir. To be that my family came from south of Bergen in Etna, Norway.
Hmm.
So that's quite a ways from Oslo, but I've been there many, many times. I would imagine you've been to Norway many times yourself.
Several times, lots of times.
Right. Let's talk about your mother. Your mother's name?
Joanne Skelly Stewart.
And where was she born?
She was born in Oklahoma City, I believe.
And where did she grow up?
She grew up in Tulsa.
Okay. What was your mother like? Joan Skelly Stewart. What was her personality like?
She always wanted to be in the retail business. That was kind of her personality. She really liked it. She wanted to do it, and she did. She was a wonderful mother to me and my sister, and I was very fortunate to have wonderful parents.
We did point out that your sister and you came from different parents, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, yeah, we're not related except through adoption.
So then we point out that your mother was the daughter of what person?
William G. Skelly.
W.G. Skelly, he was an
yes.
oil man.
Correct.
T.U. icon.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. I was reading she was described as petite, blonde, and blue-eyed.
True.
She wasn't a very tall lady, was she?
No, she was not.
And in school here, where did she go to school in Tulsa?
Holland Hall, and she was in the second graduating class of Holland Hall, and my grandfather was a part of starting the school.
Mr. Skelly?
Yes.
Right. Was she an artist of some sort? Did she study painting?
She did, and she liked to paint, and I have a couple of her paintings at my house.
Didn't she go to New York and study painting?
Yeah, she did all the things you would do if you were a well-to-do young lady. And at that time period, you went to New York, you had your portrait painted, etc.
Yeah.
And the portrait is in the other office.
Yeah. She got very involved in Tulsa city life. Like,
yes.
And didn't she with Philbrook, and you can tell the
yes,
others?
Yes, and she was on the Cinderella Ball chairman and did all the things that you were supposed to do, or that she felt she was supposed to do in society, and tried to do her best and then she had a retail store at La Marquise in Utica Square for many years, and really, and that's what she really liked doing.
So that was a gift shop, was
yes,
it, of some
yes,
sort?
It was, and they sold jewelry and china and stuff like that.
So she was very involved and probably worked it every day.
She went there every day. She went there every day because she loved doing it. Yes.
So then she died in 1994.
Yes.
I figured it out. You were then 46 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then your father remarried.
That's correct.
And who did he marry?
He married Frances Langford.
And there's an Evinrude name in there as well.
Yes, that was her first husband, was Ralph Evinrude. And Dad was her second husband. He died. And then that's when Dad married Frances, and I was the best man at the wedding.
Hmm? Tell me about that.
Well, he's getting married in Florida.
Yeah.
We're down at her compound in her house. She had a big piece of property down in Florida. I'm at the wedding, I'm the best man, and I look out and there's Bob and Dolores Hope. They're there. And I'm wondering why I'm up here and he's down there.
he must have said you did a great job, John.
Of course he did, but
uh, That was a little unnerving.
That was very unnerving, trust me.
Well, Frances became known as the G.I. Nightingale.
Yes.
Because she entertained troops and toured with Bob Hope.
Yeah, I think she did 27 movies.
Right. And you have...
I have a couple of her posters.
Yes, you do.
Representing some movies that she did.
She did someone like I'm in the Mood for Love,
yes.
Yankee Doodle Dandy with
yes.
James Cagney.
Yep.
And she sang Chattanooga Choo Choo in the movie The Glenn Miller Story.
Yes.
We could go on and on about her. So then she comes into the family. What's your relationship with this famous actress?
She was always very, very nice to me. I mean, she couldn't have been nicer. She could have put me on ignore, but she didn't. She welcomed me into her side of the family. And she was just a pleasant, pleasant person to me.
I brought up Evinrude because people are going to wonder, was that of the outboard motor fame?
Yes, it was.
And it was, right.
Yes.
And I also read, I wondered if you were on it, your father, Harold, and Frances had a 110-foot yacht, the Chanticleer.
The Chanticleer, that was her recording, that was the name of her recording label.
Oh.
And that's how the name came up. And on the boat, they had a big glass mirror on the boat, and it had the bars of I'm in the Mood for Love.
Oh, really?
It was written to her by Cole Porter.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously you were on that yacht.
Many times.
Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
How fun.
It is fun. I thought it was fun.
Absolutely. So where did they use that boat? Was it?
They would go up and down the river, and they also, Frances had a lease on an island in Canada for her lifetime because she was married to Ralph. And she gained that when he died, and they would go up there and spend 2 or 3 weeks. They'd go up the inland waterway on the Atlantic side, I mean, mostly coast work, and then they'd turn inward. And they would stay there for a couple of weeks and then turn around and come back to Florida, to her home.
And that's where it was docked then,
yes.
in Florida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What a marvelous experience it had to be.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah. And then she died in 2005. She was 92.
Mm-hmm.
And then your father, Harold, died in 2007, and he was 94.
Yes.
Okay. Now we're sitting here in a boardroom of your company,
yes.
First Stewart
Corporation.
Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And on the walls, we have some interesting pictures. Right over here is a picture of your great-grandfather.
My great-grandfather, Judge C.B. Stewart.
He was a judge back when?
He was the first federal judge of Indian Territory appointed by Grover Cleveland.
Wow.
I don't know the actual, I forgot the date. But
no,
it's
Oklahoma Territory, we know when that was.
That was early.
And then we go over here.
Then my grandfather was Bill Skelly, W.G. Skelly. And then the next generation is my father. And then finally I'm the last picture on the wall.
Yes, and... all of you are in the Hall of Fame.
All four of us, yes.
Right.
I'm very fortunate to be included in that group.